Studies by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer and Government Accounting Office show increasing numbers of Alaskans will be affected by floods and erosion in coming years due to rising waters and extreme weather events. And the studies predict some communities are likely to be destroyed by 2017. Of those, Nutok is the furthest along in relocating, but an Anchorage human rights attorney says changes are needed so agencies can more effectively help people being dislocated due to the impacts of climate change. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
The Yupik village of Nutok, situated between the Nutok and Ninglik rivers in southwest Alaska, is facing destruction. Rising waters and melting permafrost there have led to two floods since 2004. Water flooded the sewage disposal area, carrying contaminated water into the village and creating a health hazard. Stanley Thomas, Nutok tribal administrator, he says the village is losing up to 150 feet per year to erosion, and their water source is only 154 feet from the river.
And when the village safe water was doing a test, the water sources, we did pick about three of them, and they were already contaminated with salt water. So it's the only water source we have left. So it's in front line of the erosion. So if it's impacted this summer, how will we get our water?
Erosion has destroyed the landing where barges used to deliver fuel and other supplies, as well as the former landfill. The village no longer has enough fuel tanks to hold a year's worth of fuel. Robin Bronin is executive director of the Alaska Institute for Justice. Drawing on her research for her PhD dissertation, she gave a January 2013 presentation to the Brookings Institution. She's calling for the creation of a framework that allows agencies to more effectively work with communities that choose relocation over protection in place, a decision some come to only after protection systems have repeatedly failed. But Bronin says the decision whether to move would need to come from the community.
The controversy is that we in the world have a horrific legacy of relocations, most often forcible by governments without people making the decisions that whether or not they want to relocate. And right, we've had that history here in Alaska not that long ago.
In Nutok, villagers began working toward relocation in the 1990s. They selected a new site 9 miles away called Muktarvik. After years of negotiations and lobbying, Nutok acquired title to the land in 2003. In 2006, the Alaska Department of Commerce, Economic Development, and Community Affairs organized a Nutok planning group of more than two dozen federal, state, tribal, and regional organizations, with Sally Russell Cox as its coordinator. She says the group has pooled resources. For instance, two projects have used resources from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Federal Department of Commerce, State Department of Transportation, and a Department of Defense training program. She says one of the group's biggest strengths is its collaborative approach.
I like to think of the work that we have done with Nutok especially as, in a way, following the UPIC model of decision-making, because it is definitely a group type of decision making, and you know that's definitely been what's happened. Everybody sitting around the table brainstorming and coming up with ideas and building consensus among themselves for how things should happen, with really the community being the leader in all of that.
Bronin says that collaborative process can serve as a model for communities around the world facing relocation due to climate change. But she says for Nutok to get as far as it has, it's taken a remarkable and extraordinary effort. Bronin describes other communities that have gone through an extended public process to pick a new site, only to have an agency say it doesn't meet certain criteria that wasn't spelled out beforehand. And funding is often based on population. So Nutok finds itself in a catch-22 position. It can't move to Muktarvik without water, power, transportation, and communications systems, but it can't get funding for some of that infrastructure until people are living there. Bronin says it shouldn't be that difficult.
The relocation effort is taking an extraordinarily long time, and people need to be moved now. Their community is not safe. And I know that everybody wants them to be able to move as quickly as possible to their relocation site. But there are really difficult statutory and institutional challenges that government agencies are working around.
Stanley Tom says the workload of keeping Newtalk running while also writing grants, coordinating activities at McTarvik, and lobbying for money can be overwhelming.
You know, I'm worried about the funding, the community. You know, it's a lot of things in my mind. You know, I'm worried every day, every night. You know, I have to wake up like 5, 6 in the morning and worry about my work.
Still, Tom says the McTarvik Village site now has a barge landing and 6 homes. Bronan applauds Newtalk's progress. She says it's years ahead of several communities. Agencies forecast will no longer be viable by 2017. Villages that are struggling against all odds to relocate. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.